Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everybody, gather round. If you're tired of hitting snooze until your brain feels like scrambled eggs and your day starts with a frantic scramble, I feel you. I've been there countless times. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. We're all about kicking procrastination to the curb and building habits that make life a whole lot smoother. Today's mission? Mastering the morning routine. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, another productivity guru telling me to wake up at 5 a.m. and meditate under a waterfall. Hold on. This isn't about unrealistic expectations or forcing yourself into some picture-perfect Instagram life. This is about creating a morning routine that actually works for you, fuels your day, and sets you up for success. Here are 5 key takeaways to make your mornings less of a struggle and more of a launchpad. Number 1. Ditch the one-size-fits-all approach. There's no magic formula here. What works for your best friend might send you spiraling into caffeine-induced chaos. Think about your energy levels, your preferences, even your sleep cycle. Are you a morning person who feels energized after a sunrise yoga session? Awesome. Or maybe you're more of a night owl who needs that extra coffee kick to hit the ground running. No judgment, just figure out what makes you tick and build your routine around that. Number 2. Start small, celebrate the wins. Don't go from zero to hero overnight. Think about tiny changes you can implement gradually. Maybe it's just waking up 5 minutes early each day or swapping mindless scrolling for a quick stretch. Those little victories add up. Celebrate them, treat yourself to a special coffee, enjoy a few moments of quiet reflection, and watch your momentum build. Number 3. Prioritize what matters. Forget the guilt trip about fitting in every single thing on your to-do list before lunch. Focus on the essential tasks that set you up for success. Is it getting dressed immediately after waking up? That could be your power move. Or maybe it's taking a few minutes to write down 3 things you're grateful for. Find those key actions and weave them into your morning flow. Number 4. Embrace imperfection, seriously. Life is messy, okay? Some days you'll nail that perfect routine, other days you'll hit snooze 1 too many times. The key is to be kind to yourself, learn from the missteps, and keep moving forward. It's all about progress, not perfection. Number 5. Make it enjoyable. Don't turn your morning into a chore. If you hate exercise, don't force yourself through an hour-long workout. Maybe try a fun dance class or a brisk walk in the park instead. Listen to your favorite music, sip on a delicious coffee, or read a few pages of a captivating book. Make your routine something you actually look forward to. Ever felt like you were running on fumes all day because your morning was a frantic scramble? You know that feeling when you hit snooze 1 too many times and then practically sprint through breakfast before rushing out the door. Sound familiar? Well, I remember those days. It was a constant cycle of catching up and stressing before my day even truly began. Then I realized something. My morning routine wasn't serving me, it was actively working against me. I needed a change, and so did you, my friend. I started small, waking up just 5 minutes early each day and dedicating those extra moments to stretching and enjoying a cup of coffee on the balcony. It felt like a world of difference. Slowly but surely, I added more elements. A quick meditation session, some journaling, and even a few minutes of reading before diving into emails. And guess what? The impact was undeniable. Not only did I feel calmer and more centered throughout my day, but I also became more productive and focused. So remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about progress. Start with small tweaks, find what brings you joy, and make your mornings a time to recharge and set the tone for a successful day. Take those key takeaways, ditch the one-size-fits-all mentality, start small, prioritize what matters, embrace imperfection, and most importantly, make it enjoyable. Now I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try in your morning routine tomorrow? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Punisher for daily fired-up hacks to conquer your to-do list and live your best life. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.